David was a man after God's own heart, who loved and trusted the Lord. Yet, like all men, he had his moments of weakness and failure. Resorting to lying and pretense when he went to Nob and spoke with Ahimelech the high priest, he became the cause of a terrible tragedy. Unaware of the reason for David's flight, Ahimelech had given him food and the sword of Goliath the Philistine. Because the high priest had helped him, he and his family, as well as all the priests of the Lord and the inhabitants of Nob, were put to death by King Saul. Only Abiathar, one of Ahimelech's sons, escaped and went to join David and his band of men. Saul, the promising young man who had been anointed king of Israel, had proved himself unworthy of the kingship, and God's spirit had departed from him. His mind was troubled by fits of melancholy and despair. Consumed with jealousy and hatred for David, the future leader of God's people, Saul's mental condition grew worse, until he became the mass murderer of the citizens of the town of Nob, killing the priests of the Lord, all the men, women, and children, and even the animals. When Abiathar told him about this, David was grief-stricken, knowing he had been the cause of the tragedy. That day, when Doeg the Edomite was there, he said to the young priest, "I knew he would be sure to tell Saul. I am responsible for the death of your father's whole family. Stay with me, don't be afraid. The man who is seeking your life is seeking mine also. You will be safe with me." So Abiathar, who was now high priest, and had brought the ephod with him, stayed with David and his men, and inquired of the Lord for him. David heard that the Philistines had attacked the town of Keilah in Judah, and were looting it. He inquired of God, and was told to rescue the city. So he and his men went and saved the people. When Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah, he said, "God has handed him over to me, for he has imprisoned himself in a town." He mustered all his forces to besiege the city. But David heard that he was coming, and told Abiathar the priest to bring the ephod and inquire of the Lord for him. God said that Saul planned to destroy the city, and that the citizens would surely surrender him and his men to the king. On hearing this, the young commander and his troop of about 600 men left Keilah and kept moving from place to place, so Saul did not besiege the town. Finally, David went to the desert of Ziph. He stayed in the desert strongholds and in the hills, while day after day Saul searched for him. Jonathan, Saul's eldest son, was told where David was and went to encourage him, and the two men renewed their oath of mutual help and friendship. "Don't be afraid," Jonathan said. "My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You shall be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father knows this." Then Jonathan went home. But the Ziphites went to Saul at Gibeah and informed him of David's whereabouts. The king at once went after him, but David left Ziph and went to the desert of Maon in Judah. Saul was told where he was and went in pursuit of him. As the king was going along one side of the mountain, David and his men were on the other side, hurrying to get away. Saul and his forces began to close in on David, but before he was caught, a messenger came to the king saying that the Philistines were raiding the land. So Saul turned back and went to meet the enemy. David's earnest prayer, recorded in Psalm 54, that was written on that occasion, was wonderfully answered that day. "Save me, O God, hear my prayer," he cried. "Ruthless men seek my life, men without regard for God." The Lord heard his cry, and the psalm ends with thanksgiving. "I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good, for he has delivered me from all my troubles." David left that place and went to an even wilder and more hostile region on the west shore of the Dead Sea. The place was called En-Gedi, meaning the crags of the wild goats. It was a place of rocky cliffs and barren hills, which offered natural protection. When Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told that David was in this wilderness. So he took 3,000 chosen men and set out after him. As he was combing the area, he went in to rest for a moment in a cave where David and his men were hiding. The men whispered to David, "This is the very day the Lord spoke of when he said, 'I will give your enemy into your hands.' David crept up unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. But he would not let his men touch the king, saying, God forbid that I should lift a hand against the Lord's anointed. After a while, Saul went on his way. Then David went out and called, My lord the king. Saul looked back and saw David bowing to the ground. Why do you listen to men who say I am bent on harming you? David said. This day the Lord gave you into my hands, and some urged me to kill you, but I spared your life. Look, I cut the corner of your robe, but did not harm you, because I said, I will not touch the Lord's anointed. Astonished, the king exclaimed, Is that you, David, my son? With tears in his eyes, he added, You are more righteous than I. You have returned good for evil. I know that you will surely be king. Only swear that you will not wipe out my father's family. So David gave his oath to Saul, and the king returned home. Next episode, Abigail.